Frank Augustine is a traditional elder from Elsabooktook First Nation. In September 2012, SWN Resources Canada hosted a Mi'kmaq Elders Workshop, which Augustine took part in. This workshop was part of the New Brunswick government's consultation activities with First Nations communities as they relate to natural gas exploration. For his attendance, Augustine and others were given $200. Augustine relates, however, that he was not informed that the so-called workshop was part of any consultation process with the province of New Brunswick. Augustine also says that many of those in attendance were not elders at all, and in fact were younger people from the community drawn by the potential of $200. Also troubling is the fact that it was then and current chief of Elsabooktook, Aaron Salk, who organized the meeting. For the Halifax Media Co-op, I'm Miles Howe. So, Frank Augustine from Elsabooktook, can you explain the meeting that took place? I guess it was in 2012.
Yeah, we was invited by our chief, Aaron Salk. We are invited to go check out this this place where the elders were invited to have a second, like if there was any opinion, you know, that we was invited to observe and to do whatever, you know, and to listen, sit down and listen to what they had to say. So when we went in, you know, that there wasn't that many people in there at first, but when the people heard about this $200 that was given out, and even the, not the elders, but the people that are maybe in 20s, 30s, they all came down and they were saying they're the elders, and you know, the most of them got their money, a lot of them got their money, but it wasn't all elders, it was people that just came in and took that money. So before I left, you know, I was given that check, $200 check, and you know, it didn't mean nothing, it just my attendance, you know, that they wanted, you know. So they brought out this paper and they said, you know, that when you receive this money, you have to sign here saying that, you know, that you got this money. So a lot of people signed it, and my wife even signed it, and I signed it, and it didn't mean nothing because it's only confirming that this piece of paper only said that you got the money. Mm-hmm. So I left it at that, and when we walked out, and there was a few people left in there, but they were just talking, you know. So I got home and thought about that for a little while, and just recently, about a week, 2 weeks ago, that I heard one of my friends talking about this, and elders being tricked into signing that paper, saying that we took that money and just signed the paper saying that they could do anything that they want. And that's what he told me. So I don't know if they told me that mistake, you know, I mean, if they ever talked about it and said, you know, what they're going to be doing really is that I wouldn't have even gone to that meeting, but, you know, now that I thought about, you know, that check, that if somebody told me, you know, how wrong that was, I wouldn't have taken that check. I would have tore out that check.
Nobody told you at that moment that if you take this check, you're given the okay for them to do testing?
No, nobody. Nobody has talked about that. And I wouldn't have even known that until one of my friends talked about it, and they said, you know, a whole bunch of people that signed that gave him the right to do all that.
Do you remember what was talked about in the meeting?
Well, there was a person there that worked with that dirty swine. That you know, they showed us the drilling and what happens and graphs. You know, that you know, some of them I don't understand, but we was there and we try to observe all that, and you know, it's never happened yet, but this is what they're going to do, you know. Yeah. And to me, it was the way they explained it, it was harmless. It didn't mean nothing. Like, you know, you're just like in a well, that you're taking out water from the well. Yeah. And that's basically what I thought, that it wouldn't harm anything. But again, you know, when they start talking about it in the meeting, the people were talking about it, and that they were gonna, tomorrow they were supposed to come down, and the swine supposed to come down and have a meeting with the Indian Island Band, and what they were gonna do is they were gonna put out a meal for everybody and eat over there in the band office. I mean, hall. So when they heard about it, they didn't cook in there, and nobody, they just chased them out of there. They didn't want them. And once they knew the whole story, I guess somebody came down with the whole story, what they're doing. And I guess a little while after that thing happened up here on Route 11, what happened up there. But I don't know about anything about that part, because I can't really go to many places. My feet are gone, you know, and I don't go to many places anymore. I was in the hospital almost a month and a half.
Would you say now that maybe the elders in the community have begun to understand?
They do understand now.
And how do you and your friends feel now about it?
Well, you know, if there was a way, something that I have to sign to keep these people away, I would have done that years ago. Yeah. For anybody not to bother our water, especially. You know, there's other things that the government done to us already, and you know that's the worst that it ever come, to bother our water and to get all the oil out of it, and he'd go back to wherever the hell he come from, and just settle back and just relax while we were drinking his poisoned water. So, you know, there's not too much I could do about that.
Have there been other information sessions since that one, or was that the only one?
Well, if there was, might have been elsewhere, but Bico here hasn't had any that kind of meetings after that. Although now I'm hearing that Indian Island has signed a paper saying that they want that money, and they would have that testing done all over their island. Then again, I'm not even sure about that. But that's what I'm hearing.
Okay, thanks.